From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The chairman of the Senate Finance Committee says it'll be September before the panel can act on health care overhaul legislation. Max Baucus of Montana says he believes a bipartisan agreement will be reached, but that negotiators need more time.
It's clear there will not be a markup next week. That's clear. But nevertheless, we are as committed, if not more committed, to finding a bipartisan agreement.
Meantime, the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Henry Waxman, has warned lawmakers not to offer any costly amendments. That committee is the last of three House panels working on the bill. The two men at the center of a nationwide debate over racial profiling sat down with President Obama in the White House Rose Garden Thursday. Cambridge, Massachusetts Police Sergeant James Crowley says their conversation was positive.
I would like not only to discuss, but I'd also like to listen to Professor Gates' perspective, and certainly he has the credentials to enlighten me a little bit. And I think that perhaps the professor, as he expressed to me, has a willingness to listen to what my perspective is as a police officer.
Crowley arrested Harvard police officer Henry Louis Gates at his home 2 weeks ago on charges of disorderly conduct. The charges were dropped. When asked to comment on the incident, President Obama had fueled the controversy when he said the officer acted stupidly. A government study shows that truck and bus companies that have shut down for safety violations often reopen and continue operating under different names. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The report by the Government Accountability Office looked at more than 200 commercial bus companies and more than 1,000 trucking firms. Each of them had been fined and ordered to shut down because of violations such as operating without a license or failing to give their drivers drug tests. The investigators found that hundreds of those companies are still operating under different names. The report concluded that the companies pose a threat to their customers and to other motorists. Last year, an unlicensed charter bus operated by a renamed company skidded off a Texas highway, killing 17 people. The government had forced the bus owner's prior company to shut down 2 months earlier because of safety problems. Federal regulators say they've put new measures in place to better prevent closed companies from reopening with new names. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
Thousands of residents on the campus of Texas A&M University were evacuated for hours Thursday because of a chemical plant fire in Bryan, Texas. A plume of smoke covered a 60-mile area. At least five people had to be treated for smoke inhalation. The El Dorado Chemical Company processes and packages fertilizer and other chemicals, including ammonium nitrate, which is used to make explosives. There were no explosions during the blaze. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 83 points to close at 9,154. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 16 points to close at 1,984. This is NPR News. Space Shuttle Endeavour is set to return to Earth shortly before noon on Friday. One last experiment is due to be completed after its return. A Japanese man, Koichi Wakata, will have his high-tech underwear examined. He's been wearing it for a month and is supposed to remain odor-free. The authorities in Nigeria say the leader of a Muslim sect the government blames for a wave of deadly violence has died. Hours earlier, they announced that he was in police custody. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton has the story.
Reports said the leader of Boko Haram, Mohammed Yusuf, was found hiding at the home of relatives near the militant base in Maiduguri, northern Nigeria. He was apparently captured in a goat's pen. Later, the bullet-ridden body of the 39-year-old Muslim cleric was shown on television. A police spokesman told journalists they could view his dead body at command headquarters. Shortly beforehand, Yusuf was said to be in detention after making a confession. Earlier in the day, the bodies of barefoot young men littered the streets of Maiduguri as the security forces continued hunting for militants. Boko Haram says Western education is sacrilegious and has vowed to topple the government and impose a strict version of Islamic Sharia law throughout Nigeria. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Accra.
A public mourning turned violent in Iran's capital, Tehran, Thursday. Police fired tear gas into a crowd that had gathered at a memorial for victims of post-election violence. Opposition leader Mir Hussein Mousavi was kept from the graveside of a protester whose shooting death in June was videotaped and seen around the world. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.